Jeremiah Chapter 42. Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and Yazaniah the son of Hashiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest, came near, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let, we beseech you, our supplication be accepted before you, and pray for us unto the Lord your God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as your eyes do behold us, that the Lord your God may show us the way in which we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you, behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass, that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you, I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, The Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things which the Lord your God shall send by you to us. Whether it be good, or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send you, that it may be well with us, when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And it came to pass after 10 days, that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom you sent me to present your supplication before him. If you will still abide in this land, then will I build you, and not pull you down, and I will plant you, and not block you up, for I relent concerning the disaster that I have brought upon you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid, be not afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you, and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you, and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, We will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, No, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. And now therefore hear the word of the Lord, you remnant of Judah, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt, and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass, that the sword, which you feared, shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine, of which you were afraid, shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there you shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there, they shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the disaster that I will bring upon them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and my fury has been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you, when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be an oath, and an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. The Lord has said concerning you, O you remnant of Judah, go you not into Egypt, know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For you were hypocrites in your hearts, when you sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for which he has sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place where you desire to go and to sojourn.